You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought that we would talk about prioritizing ourselves. So this is a balancing act when it comes to therapy and what each individual person needs, because we kind of all fall on a sliding scale, if you will, on how much we prioritize ourselves. And so this is a general conversation to kind of maybe gauge where we are at on that scale and how we can kind of find that sweet spot of prioritizing ourselves. Okay, let's jump right in. So in terms of kind of finding where we are on that scale of self-prioritization, I think it's really nuanced and not so straightforward to figure out how often we're prioritizing ourselves. But I think kind of a good gauge to understanding where I'm leaning in terms of prioritization is if I need something or if someone else needs something, how likely am I to put myself first, right? And ask for that need to be met or to put someone else's needs above mine. So if the tendency more times than not, I'm either not going to ask for my needs to be met or I'm going to put someone else's needs above mine, then I think this is the question where we need to start asking, how can I prioritize myself? Right? Whereas vice versa, if I'm always putting myself first and I'm not considering other people's thoughts, feelings, or behaviors, then that's where we want to ask, can I have more empathy for others? Right? So both of those things can be true. And then there's the wide range in between, right? The very robust gray area. Oftentimes I see clients who are coming in people pleasing, right? So they will bend over backwards in order to fix someone else's experience of them, of the situation, of a joint experience without considering what that person actually needs. And this is where it can get tricky, right? Where we need to start prioritizing ourselves. Because that's what we have control over, right? That's what I can change in a situation is my behavior, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, rather than trying to change the experience of someone else. So in terms of priority, right, if I'm finding that tendency to people please, if I'm finding that tendency where I don't want anyone else to be uncomfortable and I'll make myself uncomfortable first, then this is where we want to kind of draw on that compassion and really getting curious about what do I need and how can I ask for that. So we want to be very gentle with ourselves in terms of not prioritizing others above ourselves while still holding empathy, concern, and understanding for others. So this isn't meant to be selfish, right? It's not meant to be, I'm the best and no one else matters, but can I consider my thoughts, feelings, and actions in order to make it better for myself and for others, right? We want everyone to feel comfortable rather than prioritizing everyone else's comfort above our own so that we're uncomfortable in a situation. So this is where self-prioritization is really important, right? It's really necessary in order to create healthy relationships. Okay, I hope that's helpful and I will talk to you next time. Until then, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.